Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are finishing the Psalms today with the climactic 150th Psalm and a little short six-verse Psalm with praise every fifth word. 13 times in this Psalm we have the word praise. We also had the word praise 13 times in 148, but 148 is over twice as long as this particular psalm. So for the frequency, this is the one place in the Bible with the most praising in it. It's kind of interesting to me that there's 221 times praise is used in the Old Testament, and it's only used 23 times in the New Testament. So it's much more frequently used, and particularly in the Psalms, it's quite something. And we will end today with everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. And we're going to begin today with singing Awake My Soul. And in the Hebrew, the soul is the word nephesh, and in everything that has breath, this particular breath here often is translated ruah, but here it's translated from the same root of neph. So we're really talking about breath is praising the Lord. And I looked it up. Do you know how many times we breathe an hour?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Average is 960. Just say 1,000 times an hour you're breathing. Wow. And so if we praise the Lord with every breath, we would be praising 1,000 times an hour. Now, I also looked up, which I had no idea, what animal has the fastest breath rate? And it's amazing. It's a cheetah. The fastest animal on the earth. I think they can run 60 miles an hour. And their breath goes between 60 and 150 times a minute. So they're breathing, where we're breathing once every 4 seconds, they're breathing as much as several, 8 times per, whatever it is, per second. They're just constantly panting to get the oxygen into their lungs at that point. But would we have some kind of a connection there in our hearts as how much we want to praise the Lord, how actively we want to praise the Lord? So this is a very active psalm here in calling on everyone that has breath to praise the Lord. And then we'll go through this a little psalm with it. It tells us, where do we praise the Lord? Why do we praise the Lord? How do we praise the Lord? And so we get all of those answers to it, and then who shall praise the Lord? And so this, if you don't have any kind of clue to what praise is all about, this is a good psalm to spend some time just meditating on, because the words are not complicated. So I thought we would begin by just singing this little praise song, Awake My Soul and Sing. Sing His praise aloud. Sing His praise aloud.
There is a sound I love to hear. It's the sound of the Savior's robe as He walks into the room where people pray. Will He hear praises? He hears faith. to love.
Father, we thank you that we can gather, and when we hear some of these words and these songs, and even hearing you enter this room, so to speak, you're already here, and just here in a room where prayer is going on, and just these praises from our hearts, and oh my, I can't even imagine how beautiful that must sound to you who have made us to praise you. And so here we are this morning, and as we feast our eyes on this little psalm, just exhorting everything to praise you. And so guide us and help us to glean from it. In Jesus' name, amen. So we've had these last six psalms, as you know, all begin with, well, they're all praise psalms. And the last three begin with, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and end with, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, there's no petition in any of these last six psalms. There's no mourning, M-O-U-R-I-N-G. There's no complaining. It's just praise. Now, how is that compared to with my life? Just think about a conversation you may have had yesterday with just anybody. But what was the essence of that conversation? What did you kind of end up with? You know, so frequently we start off with what's the worst thing going on in my life, right? And I mean, that's okay to share that. But there's so much more in why we're created rather than just to complain, right? Particularly the children of God. What do we really have to complain about? Think about it. It's all been done for you. We haven't done anything but receive it, and we've gotten everything. I mean, our Lord has given us everything. Oh, you don't know how much need I have. Man, I have need here. I have need there. Well, he will give you your needs. Actually, what you're really saying when you say that is, I have wants here. I want this. I want that. I want everything else. But he will give you what you need. Is that amazing? It's just amazing. So as we look at this, it's just, oh my, it's just so great here. Praise the Lord, it says. Praise the Lord. 72 words in this little psalm, but praise is given to us 13 times here, beginning with praise the Lord and ending with the praise the Lord. And so now we're going to say where? Praise God in his sanctuary. Now, where is his sanctuary? Well, there's probably a half a dozen sanctuaries you can identify with that. Certainly, one of the sanctuaries is heaven. And what all that encompasses, we don't even know. Just think of everything out there is his sanctuary. There's a sanctuary where we gather. There's a sanctuary right here, in a sense, where we gather together. There's a sanctuary within each one of us, individually. And so just in all the sanctuaries, praise, and they're all his, right? Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him, then what? In his mighty firmament. Wow. I don't know the last time I've been out on the desert, out really away from the lights. It's been a while. But I mean, you can't look at the stars on a clear night and not just be blown away. I mean, you can't. And when you think of, we can only see maybe what, a few thousand stars with the naked eye, but there's a trillion stars out there. Now, I had to look up trillion. I couldn't even remember how many zeros there were in a trillion, but it's 12. Now, it's estimated the stars, of course, we keep finding more every time we get a bigger telescope, but it's estimated 10 to the 25th right now, so that's a trillion. So if God knows them all by name, so if you want to think of something pretty big, we're not talking about some small God here, are we? Well, if I were God, well, forget it. I wouldn't be able to count more than about 100 of the stars, let alone a trillion. But we read, praise him in his mighty. And think of that. His firmament is mighty. Just the mightiness of him and his firmament. And then verse 2, praise him for his mighty acts. What's his greatest mighty act among many, many, many? Well, some of you may say creation. I don't think so. I think it's redemption. I think redemption is his greatest act. And he will bring all of his believing people to Christ's likeness. Think of that. That's a big thing. Just think about the job of doing that for you, or just the job of doing that for me. That's a mighty act, isn't it? Bringing me into Christ's likeness, that's a mighty act. But praise Him for His mighty acts. And share that with others. They don't even know who He is or what He is. Just share what He's done in your life. I mean, that is the testimony that is so special that we all have. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Now, I don't know how you do that. His excellent greatness is so great, so if my praise is according to that, I mean, I don't even have a candlelight, let alone praising Him according to His mighty greatness. But that is the bar here we're to set up, to praise Him according to His excellent greatness. It's just all good, isn't it? All good. And then what do we praise Him with? We praise Him with these instruments, with the sound. The first one, interestingly enough, is a trumpet. And of course, the trumpet is often used in the scriptures. And we are waiting to hear that sound of the trumpet, aren't we, for the rapture of the church? So, but we want to praise Him with instruments. So basically, there are three kind of classes of instruments here. Primarily, there's the horn, or something that you blow through. And then there's the percussion, something that you beat on, like the drums or whatever. And then there's the stringed instruments, which we have many examples of. But here it starts out, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. This is a very sound-filled psalm, because all the praises have, I won't say noise to them, because noise is confusion and chaotic, but it has sound to them. Sound. Our praise should have sound to it. Now, He will hear your praise even if you whisper. He will hear your praise from your heart even if you don't even utter a sound. But here it's sound the praise. Here it's sound out. Praise Him. Let all things praise the Lord. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp, stringed instruments. And maybe know how many of those that David was instrumental in, even having some of those he created himself, some of those instruments, I understand. Quite a man. Verse 4, praise Him with the timbrel and dance. And so now here we've had that before, timbrel. Of course, that's a tambourine primarily. We kind of think of today something like that anyway. And then the dance. There's movement there. There's activity there. There's not, there's a place for quietness. There's a place for stillness. But there's also a place for loud sounds and for activity. And here is one of them. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. And so I don't think I can dance much at all. But when we get to heaven, we'll be able to dance. And we won't even need to take any dancing lessons. And we won't need to take any language lessons either. Right? So praise Him with the timbrel and dance, and then praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. So there we have a couple of different kinds of instruments. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. So anywhere from pianos to harps to whatever. And then we have praise Him with loud cymbals. So those of you who are always complaining about loud, right? I don't like loud worship. Well, that's fine if you don't like that, but you better get ready for it, because when we get to heaven, I think it's going to be very loud. Now, I associated in my mind loud with something kind of undesirable. I don't like loudness. It kind of jangles my whole being. But this is not jangling whole being. This is just hallelujah loud. Now the cymbals, they also had different kinds of cymbals. They had one kind of cymbals where you did this, and then they had another, and the big ones where you went boom. Those are the loud clashing cymbals here, one person said. Praise Him with loud cymbals. And then play the other kind, praise Him with clashing cymbals. You know, these instruments have their own spirituality in a sense, at least the effects of them. Praise Him with loud cymbals and praise Him with clashing cymbals. And then if that doesn't catch it all, then Let everything. Now, it's not just everything. It's everything that has breath. That means every living creature, right? Now, there's an argument in the commentators whether that includes animals or not. But, you know, when we go to the book of Revelation, it says in heaven, and every creature will bow its knee before Jesus Christ. So you can figure that out for yourself, what that includes. But it certainly includes man, because we're the only animal created in his image, right? And we're his trophy, by far. You know, the animals and so forth, they have their little decorating, you know, thing around us. But the real created in the image of God is man. But let everything that has this nephesh, not nephesh, which is it's a neph word, like soul, everything that has breath. So he breathed breath into Adam's soul, right? And Adam became alive. And so that soul is really the part of us that breathes, so to speak. It's not our lungs we're talking about here, although we are talking about, I think, lungs with regarding to everything that has breath. They have lungs or gills or whatever they have life. But we are to praise him. We're to praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we've got Lord used in here at the beginning, at the end. And, of course, that Yahweh, that's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's everything. We praise him. So closing, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Father, we can hardly take in just a little six-verse psalm because it's so beyond our capacity to really absorb more than just the surface. But help us to just spend time alone with you in your word and just meditate on these things. And we spend so much wasted time on watching videos and everything else. And not all of them are a waste of time, but the majority of them are. And we don't just quiet down and really get to the real meat of the thing here, which is your word. How many hours this week did we spend in your word? 1 hour? 15 minutes? And not critically speaking, but I'm talking about myself. And Lord, is there anything better than your word? No, there isn't. Is there anything that's all true other than your word? And the answer is no. And this is word is not just true, it's truth itself, spoken by you, and it's alive and powerful. So Lord, help us to avail ourselves to your word. You've blessed this nation so much with so much wealth. All of us probably have a half a dozen or more Bibles that we have. It's not that we don't have the word. We've got it all over every place. But Lord, do we have it in our hearts in terms of receiving from you? So help us in that, Lord. And you've given us the ability to communicate with you. You've given man language to communicate with you. The only animal that has that, I believe, and at least to this extent, where you speak to us. We're the only creature that you spoke to audibly during creation. And so here we are today, and you already know what we're going to pray. But help us to express, as you lead us, Spirit, in what to pray for, because that shows us what's in our heart, and you already know, but we want to just praise you in prayer, and we want to praise you in the presence of this family that we have here, gathering together, which is such a precious thing to have believers gathering together. And so here we are. You've allowed us to do this again this morning, and we thank you for that. And now may we offer prayers as you would lead us by your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Thus says the Lord God, when the Lord had spoken, the people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and they wrongfully oppressed the stranger. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. but I found no one. That you wrote to the Israelites through Ezekiel 2,500 years ago, and it fits so perfectly today, and we don't know what's ahead for this land.
We don't.
But we do know one thing. Judgment is coming. We have sinned, and we are sinning. Judgment is coming. But we also see here of your mercy and your grace.
Yes.
And in this case, if you just found one person praying,
yes.
I sought for a man. So, Lord, the future of this nation right now, in my opinion, is all that depends on us. It depends on the church.
Yes.
You are willing and merciful, but we need to cry out to you. And if we don't cry out to you and let the wicked prevail, we'll have judgment. You may bring judgment on us this fall in the election, I don't know. But Lord, if we would pray, we got about 40 days here. You will hear those prayers, and what that means, I don't know. But you said, if my people, who are my people? It's us, the believers. It's not those wicked leaders out there. It's not anybody but us. Will humble themselves and seek my face and pray to me and turn from their wicked ways.
Yes.
And I will hear their prayers. I will listen. I will hear their prayers. I will answer them. I will heal their land. And so, Lord, you've given us very clear instruction 3,000 years ago on what's to be done. And yet today we sit here begging you to do this and do that. That's all good in a way, but you've already told us it's done if we will just humble ourselves and pray to you. And so I pray for the church, Lord, that there would be unity, Lord. There would not be this ridiculous division over things such as abortion. How could we have division over murder? I don't understand that. But there is. That means that it will be judged. There's judgment coming. Creating us in your image, the sanctity of life, is so important, and it was such an abomination to give those children over to Molech, one of the greatest abominations in the scriptures there, and here we are not only doing it, but we're legislating that it be protected, and even being done at government expense. And so, Lord, we have so far turned from you. So help us to pray. Help us to pray, and I don't look at anyone else in this room. When I say help us to pray, I'm looking at in the mirror, really, Lord. Help me to pray, Lord, each one of us.
Yes.
I pray in Jesus' name.
Father, you alone, O Lord, and Father, I'm so mindful of that even as for me, less than the least of all the saints, you have given grace that I could even lift up my voice unto you, O Lord. Only Lord and Father, see that the cross of our Lord Jesus. And Father, as Pastor Bill mentioned at the beginning of this study, and Father, where and Psalm 90, and Father, as we so mindful of the Psalm 91, such a time, how we need to, Lord and Father, you made the place, the secret place of the Most High, by the blood of Jesus, and Lord, we could enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which you have consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh. And not only that, we have a Father having great high priest over the house of God. Mm-hmm. And Father, we could enter into the true heart, full assurance of faith. Oh Father, what blessing that we have. And Father, you are the God who have said, open your mouth wide, I will fill it. And Father, it is Lord, and the pastor mentioned that, Father, as you seek the intercessors, not only that, Lord, in your eyes and scan and go in front and here, and Father, not only that, and Father, your eyes upon us, Lord, and to seek those whose heart perfect toward you. And Father, our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know? You are the God who searches the heart, tests the mind. But Father, by the blood of Jesus, you made us a heart. You've given us new heart so that we can come. And Father, crying unto you, O Lord. Father, help us, Lord. And Father, when we hear, we may, while it is called today, you will hear his voice. Harden not your heart. Mm-hmm. And there's such a rebellion, Lord. And Father, only by faith and through faith and we, O Lord. And so, Father, without faith, it is impossible to please God, O Lord. And so, Father, we ask all these prayers, Lord, and what was we hear, not by might, nor by power, by my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we can do nothing apart from you. And Father, the revival, you have to send out your revival, Lord, send out your breath. And Father, as we, Lord, and breathe on us, breath of God, and Father, fill us, Lord, and Father, we ask your fresh outpouring of your spirit, your church and everyone, Lord. And Father, we are so weakened by what we hear, what we see, O Lord. And Father, we ask, Lord, and turn our eyes and looking at worthless things and behold in your way, O Lord. Father, the way of the cross, and Father, we may be here, and Father, even Lord and Teresa, and then mentioning the names and Xi Jinping and Bhutan and Modi and Father Jody and all that, Lord and Father, as we see, Lord and Father, you've given us a little breath, Lord and Father, we praise you, O Lord and Father. As Psalmist said, and I will praise you with all my heart. And before the gods, I will sing praise unto you. And I will worship your holy temple, and Father, and sing praise to your name because of your grace, your mercy, and your truth. Because you have magnified your word above
love
all
your name.
And Father, we have a blessed, exceeding precious promises, Lord. And Father, you've given us. And I have spoken it, I will do it, yet I will have my people require me to do this. And Father, we call upon you, O Lord, and Father, it is not the woe to us, Lord, and woe is you, the enemies, Lord. Father, we see, and Lord, and Father, you have said, and Father, we read your word, O Lord, saying that the all kings shall worship you, King, praise you because of them, and they hear your voice.
Yes.
And Father, it is time to hear all the kings, and Father, they were all, but Father, bow down their knees, and Father, confess Jesus Christ, Lord, every breath, every single one, Lord. And Father, you've given us a space of repentance, O Lord. And Father, may we indeed be drawn, and as Pastor Phil mentioned once again, so well-known verses in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and come and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, and I will heal from heaven and then pardon their sins and heal the land, O Lord. And Father, it is time for us to hear your gracious command. Return to me and I will heal you. Voice of Christ Jesus, Lord, and turn to me, and why should you die? And Father, if you have said, and I have no pleasure, the wicked one died in their own wickedness, and Father, you would desire us to turn, O Lord. And Father, it's such a time, Lord, and Father, you've given us this space of repentance, O Lord. Oh, Father, please, Lord, lead by your grace, Lord. And Father, we ask, Lord, and send out your light and your truth. Your word is truth, Lord. And Father, lead, Lord. And Father, please, Lord. And Father, help us, Lord. And Father, not looking at this side and that way. And Father, toward the Lord. And if people hear that, Father, as Jesus said, when I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all people to myself. It is the cross, Lord, and if they could hear the glorious voice of Christ Jesus, Lord, and that, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they do, O Lord. And Father, we ask, Lord, in such a time right now, as Pastor Phil mentioned, the 39 days, and Father, the election, Lord, but Father, it will be beginning soon.
Father, you're ruling the hearts of man and woman, O Lord. And Father, you are the God and judge, you are the King, and then you are Lord, and Father, lawgiver and all. And Father, the entrance of your word gives
light, it gives understanding to the simple.
So Father, we may need, Lord, and not the little gadget, Lord, and we love just hold this Bible, O Lord. And Father, who have said in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and that God be light, and there was light. And Father, in the beginning was the Word, and Father, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, O Lord. And Father, which we have heard from the beginning, which we have seen, which we have our eyes and seen, and which we have our hand on the Word of eternal life. And Father, I ask, as Father Barbara, and praying for grandchildren, it's not our only, it's our children. And this, Father, we need a great awakening young generation, O Lord. And Father, it is time for us, Lord, and Father, to turn, shut down everything, Lord, and just look unto your Facebook. This is the Facebook, Lord. And Father, you have to seek my face. And Father, then my heart said unto thee, thy face will I seek. And Father, help us to seek your face, Lord. And Father, the wisdom shall see the your word, O Lord. And so, Father, you've given us the word. And Father, please bring the Bible back to individual life and the school. And this is what we want, O Lord. And Father, please have mercy on us, Lord, and do not forsake of the work of your hands. And Father, please, Lord, and I ask, Lord, and Father, mindful of that your goodness, Lord, so everyone can say that blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Forever and ever, you have blessed us every spiritual blessing, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And you chose us in Christ and before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before you in love, O Lord. And Father, you have it is your good pleasure, according to your good pleasure. And to Father, to give the Father praise and to the glory and over and over. And Father, we the Father, because by that grace, Lord, you have made us accepted in your beloved Son. In him we have redemption through the blood of Jesus, forgiveness of sins, Lord. And Father, according to the riches of your grace, and Father, which you made abound toward us and with all wisdom, prudence, and then, Lord, you made us know the mystery of your will according to your good pleasure. And Father, that you have purpose in your heart, O Lord. So Father, I just ask, mindful of the glorious position that you've given to us, Lord. And Father, open the eyes. And Father, when we see that, Lord, and nothing but praise. And Father, even Psalm 7 then seven times a day, I will
praise you with uprightness
of your righteous judgments, Lord. And make not our rights give thanks to you because
of your righteous judgment. Yes.
I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. Because of Lord and Father, you have said that let not a wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not a mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in riches. But let him, he who glories in them,
yes,
and who understands and knows me, I am the Jehovah.
Yes.
And I am with exercising loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. In these I delight. And Father, your throne, Lord, and foundation of the throne is your justice and righteousness, O Lord. And Father, whoever will be, Lord, and has to be exercised. And Father, righteousness and judgment, O Lord. And Father, righteous are your own upright in your judgment. And Father, please, Lord, and Father, help us, Lord. And Father, seek in your righteousness, Lord, and Father, whoever will be, Lord, and Father, we ask, Lord, and Father, please, Lord, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, and Father, I just, Lord, and Father, your need is so great, and Father, you are so amazing, every present and every tears and everything, and Father, you believe in, Lord, and you are the high and noble, highest. And Father, you stoop down, and Father, See that, oh Lord, the sons of men, oh Lord. And Father, I just once again and lastly I praise you, Father, as us, Lord, and King David said, and I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. And Father, even though he was a king, Father, but when he hear the people say, and Father, there's a no partiality in your sight, oh Lord.
That's right.
So Father, help us, Lord, and Father, truly accept and everyone. And Father, with a weak and strong Lord, and Father, to the praise of the glory of your riches and your grace, O Lord. And Father, please, Lord, oh, that men would give thanks to the Jehovah for his goodness and his the wonderful works you have done for the children of men. And Father, even those in state and banishment and imprisonment and sickness and the sea. And Father, when they cry unto them, they cry unto the Lord. You deliver them from their troubles, Lord. Oh, Father, this is God, our God, sir. And because all that is because of your only begotten Son, Jesus, our Savior, Lord, and crucified, Lord, and Father, resurrected, Lord, oh, Father. Father, we praise you that your Lord would declare, it is finished, Lord. And so, Father, we just give you all the glory and honor.
Glory.
And Father, all praise you, Jesus' wonderful name, Father, Jesus, that you may be, Lord and Father, glorified. And so, Father, please, Lord, make us one. And Father, to keep the never in the unity bonds of love, O Lord Jesus, in the spirit and peace. And Father, whoever sows, O Lord, effect of righteousness is peace. And Father, truly, Lord, and Father, work of the sweet peace. And Father, please, Lord, we ask, Lord, and Father, quietness, Lord, and Father, this land, and Father, please, and that your word may proclaim that, Father, from to sea, and Father, draw many people unto Jesus, O Lord, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for this little family, Lord. And thank you for the families all over, Lord. Thank you for meeting us here. Thank you for bringing your word so freshly into our circle this morning. And help us just to honor you. And as we close with this one last praise song here, Lord, on a loud note, and so let us stand and sing this praise song.
As long as I'm breathing.
Father, we thank you for meeting us here this morning. I think we kind of got the message to praise you and to lift up our voices to you. So go before us as we continue this day, just honoring you with our hearts and with our lips, and may our lives be a blessing to others. And may we be serious in prayer for what's ahead. We've already won because what you've done for us.
Thank you, Father.
And we have the victory, so may we not be wallowing around in despair, but may we be in victoriously coming against the wicked one. And Lord, it's in your hands. We can't do anything, but we can pray.
Yes, we
thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.